Idaho's not scored since World War II, it would appear. This is getting painful. Mateus up court to Pack. No look to Harris, who dunks it on the other end. And this is becoming embarrassing, to be quite honest.
It just feels like the wheels are totally off for the Vandals.
I mean, it's almost getting eerie now. Oh, doctor.
Not much we can say, Tom.
I'm just looking at it. 57-17.
Just shoot the lights out.
My Lord. And here's Pack the other way. Gives into Harris. He'll dunk it the other way. I mean, this is like a horror movie, folks. I have never seen this in 20 years of Vandal basketball. Leonard Perry has taken his jacket off. He's taken his tie off, and he's got it in his hands. What's 62 minus 25, Sam?
62-25, 37.
37 to nothing. I mean,
it boggles. I've never seen it in my entire life.
I started broadcasting in 1972 back in Indiana, and I've never seen this. Well, in a night that will be forever remembered and hopefully forgotten soon, the Vandals have shot the ball 23 times and have missed all 23.
That's going to be some kind of NCAA record right there. To have a span of that much futility is just amazing to see.
Never seen it in my life. That was the sympathy vote here, the sympathy yell. Oh, my gosh. Now.
And we got to figure out a player of the game.
There will be no player of the game.
No.
I agree with that.
I think you should get it, Tom, for being able to call this thing.
16 minutes, a little over 16 minutes without a field goal.
We're all depressed.
Huber, one-handed pass inside to Mateus. And a men among boys, it looks like they're 78-28.
You got me all excited about those chocolate chip cookies. I perked right up when you said that.
Well, Idaho might want to call Blue Cross tonight. I mean, what else can you say? It's 78-31. 80-40. 80-40. What would you be thinking if you're Coach Perry right now? I have no idea, nor would I want to be in that locker room. It was a game, really, that saw the Vandals hang in there in the first 6 minutes.